Welcome to the worst week yet. It's hey, you know what? You know, last week we were talking about how it was the worst week yet. Like, not ever, but just so far. Well.
A new contender. A second week has just hit the calendar. It's actually a second Trump presidency has just hit the constituents.
Look, so many people said after January 20th, 2021, that Donald Trump will never set foot in Washington, D.C. again. And boy, were they wrong.
I think
holy shit.
They should have tried to cut off his feet if they wanted that to be true.
Well, technically, I think he'll be carried by a bunch of fawning boys around the White House. His feet might not touch the ground for the next 4 years.
The young boys' concubine constituencies showed up a lot harder than any of us thought they would. By the way, it's me, Indiana and Kennedy, and joining us is our pal, Brandy Posey.
Hello.
We decided we had to talk about a few things.
The vibe of this podcast right now is that string quartet playing on the Titanic. I just want to say,
oh, yeah. God, imagine if it was a podcast on the Titanic as it was going down.
Yeah, if podcasts had existed back then, we definitely would have had a podcast recording.
Imagine the TikTokers in the lifeboats.
Like the ship is snapping in half and we're like, Luna mattresses! Like,
BetterHelp, man. The BetterHelp ads are about to go crazy on the
ship's
podcast.
Going down and it's like, you know what would lighten my mood right now? A sunlight lamp.
Yeah, I know, exactly. The Calm app. Please.
Texting a stranger about my mental health.
Oh my goodness.
Man, I had an appointment with my psychiatrist yesterday and she was like, hi, how are you? And I was like, and she was like, I am also very bad. And I was like, oh, okay, I'm your psychiatrist now. Good, good, good.
Yeah, yeah.
So
what if the Titanic had gone down in modern times on the same day that Elmo tweeted, how's everybody doing? What do you think that would have been like?
So we are recording this on November 6th. We're also going to put it out today. So whatever. It's today still.
Today's the day.
Today is the day. Remember. 9/11. Never forget. So there's a lot going on. You know, we still have not. There are still a few people waiting outside of Kamala HQ for her speech. I guess
it's not coming.
It's not coming.
It's not coming.
It's noon. Has she said anything yet?
No, she's running that Hillary playbook fully to the end against every piece of advice from anybody actually paying attention from the outside.
Remember when presidents used to call on election night and congratulate the one that beat them?
Imagine.
If Kamala had done that, that would have been only the second time she had spoken to Donald Trump. And here's the thing. I think that is one of the major ways in which this campaign went wrong. You know, she was courting the Republican vote. She had Liz Cheney at some of her events. She should have got Donald Trump.
Yeah. That would have been helpful.
People love that guy.
The power move would have been getting Trump to endorse her. She couldn't pull it off. She didn't have the chops.
He's endorsed Democrats in the past. I believe he was a big fan of the Clintons at one point.
He was also a big fan of Tim Walz at one time. I mean, what, dropping the ball there, like, you know, I thought that was the whole point of picking up Walz as the VP, was to get the coveted Trump endorsement.
I can't believe we elected these stupid cunts. I mean, I can believe it.
Yeah, I can and I can't. They didn't. There just wasn't a compelling case. Run in the other direction. It's fucking frustrating.
I will say that, like, I thought I had tweeted this, but I think it's just something I said on the podcast like a year or so ago, where I was basically saying that, like, Donald Trump won't really lose much support. Like, his people are locked in, and the worry was that Joe Biden would bleed supporters. And, like, looking, I know the count isn't final, yeah, but, like, in the popular vote, like, Donald Trump is, like, 3 million behind where he was in 2020. Kamala Harris is, like, 16 million behind Joe Biden.
Yeah. Like,
that's literally it. You know, there's so many people screaming, like, we live in a fascist country now. And it's like, yeah, but, like, this it's just people just didn't want to vote for Kamala or like the Bidens or whatever.
This is like so basic on some levels, but I feel like so many people just don't get it. Mm-hmm. But if a black woman runs towards the center against a white man, she will lose every time because the center is racist.
Well,
like, this should be so fucking obvious. Like, trying to run the same campaign Joe Biden ran as Kamala Harris is literally impossible. You cannot run that campaign. It just will not work anytime. And, you know, I already said this on Twitter, but, you know, if you run 99% Hitler against 100% Hitler, 100% Hitler wins the race every single time, because the people that want Hitler vote for Hitler. And the people that don't want Hitler maybe don't vote at all, which is what the fuck happened here. Although I also want to talk about voter suppression, because I don't think it was all just people willingly staying home.
Yeah. There are many factors. And unfortunately, the four of us on this podcast are going to think more about those factors than the Democratic Party is going to think about them at all. And that's the worst fucking part.
Yeah.
Because the self-reflective, on Sunday's episode, Andrew was talking about like hoping that the people that were wearing diapers in support of Donald Trump would have a moment of self-reflection. And I said that they wouldn't. The fucking Democratic Party also fucking won't.
No.
Critical lack of self-reflection, critical lack of, like reevaluate and pivot. None of that is going to fucking happen.
Yeah. I've already seen so many tweets from liberals like, well, now I really hope all the Palestinians are dead by the end of this. It's like, oh, okay.
No. Jesus Christ.
The liberal racism that's about to come out is going to be really fucking gnarly. I think that's going to be a huge reaction to this, which is so fucking sucks.
My mom.
And let's not forget the liberal transphobia, which is also. Oh, yeah. Gonna ramp up into the highest gear we've ever seen it.
Well, it turns out I Will Follow the Law actually wasn't a strong enough defense of trans people.
I'll just
do what the law says, not addressing the fact that the Supreme Court very well probably will change the law to be like nobody's allowed to be trans anymore. Didn't mention that. Nope. You see, there was a in 2012, Joe Biden said transgender rights are the civil rights movement of our era. Fucking 12 years ago, he said he was like, this is the most important civil rights issue. And now it's
meant he wanted to pull out a hose against trans people. That's all he actually meant by that. Fair. He was like, yes, yes. Yes,
okay,
of course.
I had the wrong read on that. You're right.
No, he was like, and we will do everything we can to crush their existence too. Yeah.
There's so many people saying that this is because the Democrats went too woke, or like they're citing the exit polls say 44% of voters say Kamala Harris is too liberal. It's like, first of all, 44% is less than half. So like, what point are you making? The corollary could be 56% of people said she's not too liberal. That what?
And how many people said she's not liberal enough? Like, damn. I know people who chose to abstain from voting because she was too far to the right. Like, I whether I agree with those people or not, that is a fucking thing.
Yeah, that's real.
Yeah.
That's fully real. Also, like, we just need to really get the definitions of words in place. Like the liberal, left, progressive, those three things specifically make me fucking crazy. The number of liberals that just assume that like liberal means left. And it's like, no, you're the enemy. You're actually the enemy.
Dear diary, nobody knows what anything is.
And nope. not for nothing, but it comes from the other way too, because like
a lot of
people in the comedy scene who are like, I don't know, fucking, I live in Pittsburgh. There's a lot of conservative people here. They'll be like, oh, well, you're a liberal. And it's like, no, I'm not.
Stop calling me that.
You don't understand. Yeah. You don't get it.
Liberal is a slur, actually. I don't like it.
Liberal is the real L word. Let's be honest.
Wow.
I've never seen that show.
I love that show.
I love that show when it was on. I imagine it has aged poorly.
As a gay child, I loved that show. As a gay adult, that show did not age well. No, not at all.
What was the L word? Were they talking about lesbian or love?
Lesbians. Mm, but it was okay. Like kind of a play on like... It was like a play on both.
No, it could have been a lot of things. I just wanted to say.
It could have also been Los Angeles. That yes. also starts with an L and features heavily.
Yeah. It was also a murder mystery. Ultimately.
L stands for Law and Order, actually. Yes. The L word. Yes. There was already a show called Law and Order, so they couldn't call their lesbian murder mystery that. But
that's what they were going to call it originally.
That's what the L word was. It was Law.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about some of the people that are having a great day today.
Yes.
First of all, Tony Hinchcliffe, his life is no longer in danger.
No, yeah, he is unfortunately having a good day because he was going to be murdered. He might still be. We'll see. We'll see how it goes. But at least for the moment, it's off the table.
It called the show Kill Tony. It's like, you know, it's like, what do they do? What's it called whenever you put the... What was the plot of... Never mind.
The L word?
Nope. No. What's the movie? Subliminal messaging, and I was trying to think of Josie and the Pussycats. Holy shit.
Oh, yeah.
The plot of the L word was that bisexual women deserve to die and never have their murders solved.
That is.
What a show.
As a bisexual, I took that personally.
Let's see. Who else is having a great day today?
The Krasenstein brothers. Shouts out to them. I'm sure that they... popping bottles over there at Krasenstein Bro HQ.
Krasenkraken.
Which I imagine is just like, I don't know. I kind of imagine the Krasenstein brothers as living in like a really pathetic version of the Righteous Gemstones compound.
Instead of a monster truck, it's a monster Prius. I don't know anything about the Krasensteins. I just I just got the image in my head of a Prius on giant tires. And I was like,
I like that. Barron Trump is having a great day because I think he's ascended to the number one child.
That motherfucker is so tall.
I was going to say, I heard he got 2 inches taller overnight. He is now 6'9".
6'9". Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. As the electoral votes rolled in, just a millimeter was added to Barron Trump's height for each electoral vote.
Ron DeSantis got shorter, though.
Oh
yeah, Ron DeSantis down into the size of a corn cob. He's actually he has to be carried around by a staffer now because there's worries that someone will step on him and just end him.
They put him on a keychain. Actually, they put him on a keychain.
I think one of the people having the best day today. This is very unfortunate, but it is Hillary Clinton.
No,
God,
I think so too.
She's stoked today. Yeah. She's
stoked.
She just texted Kamala a picture of the woods and said, meet me with a Google pin. It's like, I'll see you there, girl.
This is good. The election's going to be, Kamala did worse than Hillary. Like,
yeah,
I know. Yeah. At least Hillary won the popular vote. At least somebody like fucking man.
That's why Kamala hasn't come out to say anything yet, is because Hillary right now is just texting her every 5 minutes with shit like, not so easy, is it?
I imagine
harder,
though,
harder than it looks, huh?
I imagine that Hillary like reached out like she was trying to be a girl's girl, but then immediately made it all about herself. And also it was like she was like, hey girly, just want to see how you're feeling. And then like as Kamala was like, I feel
Amazon
like shit.
A copy of my book to your HQ.
I know when I lost the election, it was crippling to me. And I mean, I had the popular vote. I can't imagine what you're going through. Just like the cuntiest 100%. The cuntiest frenemy bullshit.
I'm going to gift you my masterclass on resilience so you can give it a listen. That's real.
She was like, how are you at karaoke?
Well, I think the big question is, what song is Maya Rudolph going to sing on SNL this weekend?
Wow. I'm going to say Drowning Pool, Let the Bodies Hit the Floor.
The boys are back in town.
Okay. I keep seeing posts from people living at various intersections that are expressing that today is like a really difficult day for them to like get up and get dressed and go to work. And I do keep thinking about Kamala Harris. Like, at least after Hillary Clinton lost the election, she didn't have to get up and put her pantsuit on and go continue to be the vice president. Imagine you thought you were getting a promotion and instead you got fired. Fuck, dude. But you still had to keep showing up.
How do you think Joe Biden is feeling right now?
Demented.
Did you see he went to sleep at like 9:30 last
night? TBH, same, Big Joe.
That's so funny.
My mom was texting me about how she like stayed up all night, like refreshing and like watching. And I was like, girl, I took a medicine and went to sleep because that shit was already done and dusted. Like watching the electoral votes roll in a state of like anxiety while compulsively refreshing and clipping my cuticles wasn't going to change what the answer was in the morning. It was just going to mean that I was like less rested and more dysregulated when I ultimately received the news. So I was like, I took the Joe Biden route. I said, I'm Sleepy Joe today, and just closed my little eyes.
I bet
Joe Biden was also asleep by like 8:30.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
What's he doing today?
He was like, all right, Kamala's got it. Went to bed at 8:30.
He's going to keep forgetting that it's over. He's just going to keep being like, where do you need me today? Like he's going to constantly just
he's keep like, forgetting. I don't think that this is at all correct, but like he can very well go out and say, I'm the only one that could have beaten Donald Trump.
Wow.
Dude, it's true.
I mean, he is, in fact,
the only one that ever beat Donald Trump.
Yeah.
God damn it.
I think it was, I don't know who tweeted this, but it was like right after Biden dropped out and Kamala announced that she was going to run. And somebody tweeted like, imagine if fucking Donald Trump beats the first two women candidates. And I was like, oh, that is too dark.
They wouldn't be the first women he's beaten, probably. So there's fair. That.
Fair. Yeah,
it's definitely true.
But I did see a comic, Caleb Sinan. He tweeted, this was my favorite tweet of the night. This would be like if there was 46 female presidents in a row and then two men ran and Roseanne beat both of them.
That's pretty good.
Oh boy.
Man, you know who's having a bad day and this feels good? Nancy Pelosi.
Nancy.
She took her teeth out. She gave up.
Did they figure out if the house yet? I don't even know.
I think it was trending.
It's all
right.
Red.
It's all red, I think.
Every branch, all the branches.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My goodness.
I mean, thank God we're talking about it into microphones, guys.
We're so fucked. Yeah. I don't. Here's the thing is that this does not bring me any comfort. Mm-hmm. But like, they're going to destroy the country. Like, the thing about implementing fascism is that like it actually doesn't fix any of the underlying problems, and like so it's going to be really, really fucking terrible for a lot of people over the next 4 years. But like they're going to have to like show their work at this point, and it's just going to make every single person other than the very wealthy's life like significantly worse.
Well, and I was talking to a friend of mine that's like an organizer last night, and she was saying that also like the best thing that could happen in this moment too is if every other country is just like, all right, we're fucking done with you. Like, I don't think that America will be stopped from the inside. Like, we need global, like, we need to be stopped, and it needs to come from the outside because we just can't do it with it internally.
Yeah, I mean, like,
the left too hard.
You know, the United States is very powerful, but like, if you look at the gains that like BRICS nations have made,
yeah,
like, we at a certain point, we're not going to be able to compete with China mm-hmm. aligned with the entire rest of the world. Like, sorry, like,
yeah. Yeah, I mean, South America is extremely organized in like big ways that we just are not. And you know, if they all were like, actually, fuck you guys, we are out. We're sending back your ambassadors. We're done with you. You know?
Or even if they were just like, we're gonna stop using the dollar for oil. Fuck you. Like, yeah. Oh, cool. That destroys our country. Whoops.
Yeah.
Yeah, because the notion of like, we're just going to go and bully everyone, and that's how we're going to be like, be the most powerful country on the world stage. Like, it's actually not going to fucking work. That's not going to work. And like, you think like, just because you can bully some people in a boardroom that you can bully the whole world, it's not going to fucking happen.
Oh, yeah. You know who else is having a terrible day today?
Hmm.
James Austin Johnson, the guy that plays Trump on SNL.
No, I know. Poor Jazz.
You know,
you
know who I think is probably having a great day?
A good day. I mean, he just got a contract for 4 more years on SNL. Most people don't get contracts that long on SNL these days.
Yeah, that's job security. Donald Trump is creating jobs.
He is the only person in the United States with job security in this moment.
Donald Trump isn't even inaugurated yet, and he's already created a job. Incredible. Wow.
Oh, man.
I think other people I think are having a great day today. I think Vince McMahon is having a great day today.
Just so many fucking,
unfortunately,
so many people are going to get pardoned for like the most blatant crimes. Oh,
Diddy?
God.
Diddy's like, were we friends? Hold on.
Diddy's like, let me look at those party pics again. I know they're in the evidence.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm pretty sure. Maybe. Man, I watched Trump's, victory speech last night. Yeah. I don't know why I did that to myself, but there was a point where he had somebody else on stage. I think, you know, like, because Barron's been in charge of like the Gen Z boys,
mm-hmm.
and he had like a guy that got up and was speaking, and the list of people that he was listing as thanks, I was like, who the fuck are these guys? And I just kept looking up various Manosphere YouTubers that I just didn't know about. And I was like, damn, it's pretty crazy that like Theo Vaughn is getting name checked in a presidential victory speech. And I actually think it is good, because I think that like the line has now been blurred between politics and comedy, where it's like these guys have proven that they have like an actual agenda and aren't just commentating. So it's like that argument's gone now.
So
you know what I mean?
When things inevitably start to fucking fall apart,
yeah,
these guys are tied to it. Like,
yeah, no, exactly. They're tied to it. They're fully tied to it. They have full endorsements. They've crossed over and they've become, you know, activists and operatives.
Yeah. Like, I don't think that I think that like, I'm going to deport 20 million people was, I mean, not that he wouldn't like in theory like to do it, but I don't think there's any actual way that you can do anything even close to approaching a percentage of that. But like, if he did, like, grocery prices would fucking skyrocket. Like, overnight. Like, they would make the inflation of the last few years be like, oh, well, that wasn't actually bad at all. And again, Tony Hinchcliffe will be tied to it. Like, Joe Rogan will have to go on his show and be like, well, I didn't want broccoli to cost $40. Like, hold on a second.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, so.
I saw somebody tweet that the left's January 6th should be at the mothership. We should just insurrect the mothership.
We're taking this comedy club back. Like,
yeah. They know it because they have upwards of 30 security guards outside of that fucking place every night. It's really creepy.
Ugh.
Yeah.
There's just, you walk up to it and there's just like 20 huge dudes in like black t-shirts that are security out front. And you're like, what is this? This is so uninviting.
I personally don't ever want to walk up to a place where there's 20 dudes. That's way over my personal threshold for number of dudes. Like, it's enough for me to come here where there's one dude. Like, I don't.
Hey, Biscuit's a dude.
Nah, Biscuit's just a little guy.
You're right.
Little guys are different from dudes.
Yeah, dudes are different than little guys. Yeah.
Although that said, I also wouldn't want to be around 20 little guys based on how little guys turn out online a lot of the time.
Yeah, but
that's fair. Yeah. Biscuit's an incel, unfortunately.
My nephews
he's a volcel maybe, but...
No, he actually, yeah, I've never seen him try and hump either of the two girl cats here. He is volcel confirmed.
Oh, okay, how good. Nice for him.
Aww. Yeah, he's a monk.
I don't know. My nephews are little dudes, so I got to hold out some hope that we can, like, prevent little guys from turning out to, like, be terrible dudes.
Not all little dudes are bad or anything. I'm just saying, if there were 20 little nephews in a room and somebody was like, hey, go in there, I'd be like, no.
Oh, yeah. My sister is becoming...
A classroom.
My sister is becoming the dean of students at an elementary school, like at a school that serves grades 4, 5, and 6. And she was like, basically the other day, I was like, what are you most concerned about your job? And she was like, I'm concerned that a mob of 11-year-old boys is going to come up to me and like yell, skippity riz and pull my pants down and run away. I was like, cool, the therapy is working. It's just, we're doing great. We're doing
Speaking of skippity riz, a man from Ohio is a heartbeat away from the presidency now. Can we talk about that? And can we also talk about the fact that a couch is 2 heartbeats away from the presidency, which I find really disturbing.
Here's the thing. I am actually, I am of the opinion that Donald Trump really wanted to win this election. I don't actually think he really wants to be the president again. I would be less surprised if within like the next year or two, he just steps down and resigns versus then I would him completing
his
term.
Resign. He would never.
Well, here's the thing.
Never let him, but he will die. He's going to fucking die.
Don't know if he wouldn't resign because all he wanted to do was not go to jail. Like, and be remembered fondly.
Stop the coping. So, this isn't cope. So much in our last episode.
No, J.D. Vance is
this isn't cope. This would be worse. J.D. Vance will be worse. This isn't cope. This is like, I could see him being like, I did what I had to do. Like,
I paved the way.
I think he wants to pull a Biden presidency. I think he's seeing what Biden's barely doing. And he's like, oh, so I can just be on vacation and let other people just run this shit for me? Yeah. Great.
So
like,
that was actually one of
the day-to-day shit.
That was actually one of the things that I thought was scariest about him running again. Like, I do agree that he wanted to win this election, but doesn't want to be the president. And I actually found, I agree that he doesn't want to be the president. And I found that to be additionally terrifying. Like,
yeah.
Have you ever worked in a company where like the quote unquote boss had no vested interest in operating the company? Because that's a fucking horrible place to be. And that frightened me, and especially frightened me because the people that he is going to put in charge of running things in his stead are a bunch of fucking evil clowns.
De facto president Elon Musk.
I mean, like, especially now that he's in his last term.
Allegedly.
However long it ends up being. It might not be a 4-year term, but he's definitely in his last term. Could be 2 years, could be 8 years, could be the rest of our lifetimes. They'll took him up to a machine like Warhammer 40K.
or maybe Baron will be our next president. You know, we're going to do king shit.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. We did it with George W. already.
Don Jr. Like, and Eric just being like, come on.
Oh, that's the tall one. That's my pride and joy.
Yeah, barely
Eric,
mentioned
Eric
Don
Trump
Jr.
having a terrible
time.
Day today, by the way. Donald Trump's going to treat this country like a business that someone has bought to liquidate.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep.
I think that Ivanka Trump is having a terrible day. I want to give a shout out to Ivanka Trump on the terrible day list.
I also
think Melania is having a fucking horrible day.
Yeah.
I think that Melania was also texting Kamala, like, you think you lost? Let's talk about what I've lost.
I know. Just, hey, girly.
The girlies group chats are going off.
Yeah, Melania's texting Kamala, like, what the fuck? I have money riding on you, bitch.
Melania's texting Kamala, like, everything you told me to do to make him lose didn't work. She's like, I should have tried the tea.
Yeah. Why did you bring out Liz Cheney? I told you it was a bad idea.
Another person who's having a very, very bad day today, Volodymyr Zelensky.
Oh, bad day.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I was thinking about him earlier on this list, actually.
Rough day for that guy.
Yeah.
Very bad day to be Zelensky.
You already put out a statement that was like, we look forward to working with the former, with the new president. Like, former, future president,
Donald J. Trump.
I was like, buddy, this is the bummer for you. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I did see somebody quote tweeted his statement and just said, he's going to let Putin assassinate you, dog. Like,
yeah.
He's going to tell Putin to assassinate you. He's going to be like, yeah, you should have heard that shit he talked about me. Never should have said those things. Take him out.
Yeah, truly.
I do just want to like really... really harp on the fact that like there is going to be so much blame targeted at like just different subsections of the population, like whether it's, you know, a certain minority, whether it's the left, whether it's third party voters. And
the Democratic Party's whole shtick these days is they can't fail voters, but voters can sure fail them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that's, we're about to get just a shit ton more of that, probably.
Even though the numbers don't bear it out at all. And which honestly, is fucking crazy.
There's also a lot of people that, you know, are saying, oh, if only she had done this. And it's like a lot of things I agree with. Like, oh, if only she had been more against the genocide in Palestine. If only she had blah, blah, blah. And it's like, I actually think all of that is wrong, too. Like, this election was not close. Like, any.
Yeah.
It was literally just people said, fuck this shit. It's no matter what.
Well, actually, hang on. I want to interrupt for a second because I really think the thing that's going to get left out of so many conversations today, like, yes, plenty of people stayed home and said, fuck this shit. But a lot of votes were suppressed this cycle, like way, way more than ever before. And for 15 million voters to go missing, that's not just apathy. That can't be. There's got to be, especially with the shit that we've seen, fucking Texas cops confiscated mail-in ballots and voter registration forms and shit like that. Fucking Idaho cops doing the same shit. Like, half these red states literally showed up at people's houses and were like, no, you can't have voter registration forms just laying around here. Like, that's crazy talk. Asheville, North Carolina, which was just hit by the huge flooding and is the bluest part of North Carolina, they intentionally made it very challenging to vote there. And the conservatives called in threats to polling stations in Asheville to try to get them closed, some of which were successful. So again, Asheville is the bluest part of North Carolina. All right. North Carolina did not lose by a huge margin to Trump. Right. It's possible that 500,000 votes or more were suppressed in Western North Carolina yesterday, and nobody's fucking talking about that.
I will say that all of the Republicans' actions, it was like, okay, they are trying to steal this election. And, you know, I'm not saying that you're wrong at all. I'm just saying, like, I don't think it actually, they needed to.
Yeah.
I think
it would have been closer. But
it's a combo of many factors. I think we're seeing.
I don't know if they needed to, but they certainly did it.
They certainly did it. Yes,
the Democrats let them get away with it. And I've said this on this show many times. I've said this online in many different spaces. But if the Democrats don't pass voter protection, then they're not serious about winning. And anybody that thinks that they're a real party and not just a fucking sock puppet money laundering scheme is wrong, because the bare minimum, the bare minimum that they would need to do to show that they are serious about winning is pass voter protections. Even if they said fuck you to every other issue.
Yeah, like there was, I know two states yesterday, I know Texas and I can't remember which other one, where the state just sent away the federal election observers. It's like, hey, how do you let that happen, Joe Biden?
Yeah.
Like, how do you just let that happen?
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck? What?
Well, it's because the Dems have built a party that is not organized materially on the ground. They just want to have all these, you know, like white suburbanite college. They love to say college educated. Fucking love that shit so much. That people that are just on Twitter, but they don't want to actually be in person. The number of people that are upset right now that literally have never met their neighbors and shudder at the idea of it. When I'm just like, I'm sorry, build fucking community.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. I think that I was thinking about that earlier today. Also, like, so many people who I haven't seen involved in any material action for anything in any of the years that I've been involved in material action for a lot of things. And it's like, well, bud, you could have helped. You could have helped.
Yeah. You didn't knock on any fucking doors. Yes, you went to one Zoom meeting for white women. Congratulations.
Like, right. The safest possible place for you to go. Like, I had,
elections are literally decided by like regular conversations you have with your friends and family. Mm-hmm. Like,
yeah.
I swayed several votes in this election. You know, I spoke to people that were on the fence, not a lot, but like three votes maybe, you know. Mm-hmm. I talked to people that were on the fence and convinced them to, you know, a vote in a way that I thought was maybe a better choice than what the choice they were considering was, or things like that. This is how elections are decided, is by just like talking about things with like people around you. And like, if you don't have a social circle, like, you know, we read these articles all the time about like, you know, the average American has like half a best friend or whatever, you know? Yeah. And it's like, if you don't have a social circle, you cannot fucking influence an election.
Yeah.
No, 100%. Like, literally last night, like, I was watching shit online, and then there's like a local city council race that I've been pretty involved with here in LA. She won against an incumbent who's a racist piece of shit. It was like a huge fucking upset. And I was at home watching Twitch, and it was like, all right, I'm stressed the fuck out about this. Isabel run. I'm going down to her party. And it was immaculate vibes. Immaculate vibes. Everyone was like laughing, having a good time. And it was like, this is a win, and this is community, and this is people being together, and we fucking did this, and you can do this in air. You can do this. That is actually how you win. She was on tape saying fuck the police, and like the other party was playing that clip literally everywhere, and it like it doesn't fucking matter.
Right? I'm very
talk to people and flip it.
I'm very happy to see how many people specifically are zeroing in on third party voters. And saying, like, if you voted third party, this is on you. It's like the percentage is like, no, it's not. Like, it would
it's not.
If every single really third not. Party yeah, voter 20, had voted for Kamala, she still would have lost. Like,
20,000 people voted for Jill Stein in Phoenix. Kamala lost by like 500,000 votes in the Phoenix metro area. Like, what the fuck are you talking about?
It's like actually shocking how few people voted third party in this election. Like, that is a testament to people sucking it up to try to get her over the fucking line, you know?
Yeah. it's embarrassing. And speaking of embarrassing, like on last week's episode, I was talking about how, like, if Trump loses, in hindsight, the shit that people have done would be so embarrassing, like putting on garbage bags or wearing diapers or walking around with fucking pads on their ears to simulate his bullet bandage or whatever. Mm-hmm. Now I'm thinking back to like the things that the Democrats have done in this election are so embarrassing. The fucking, we got 50,000 people on a Zoom call. Like,
that's different kind of embarrassing. I mean, very
embarrassing.
I think there's so much embarrassing stuff for everybody. Yeah. This is an embarrassing place to be for many reasons.
It really is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They spent the last 4 days talking about a squirrel and they won.
Although it's embarrassing to live in America, don't let any Europeans fucking talk down to you today. All right, we're Canadians. Canada's about to elect their fascist next year. They're on track to do the same fucking thing we just did. But right now, today, you'll have some Canadians online going, "Oh, those uncivilized Americans."
Speaking of which, I don't know. I don't know how Canadian politics works, like what their terms are, like term limits or whatever. Doesn't it seem like Justin Trudeau's been president of Canada for like 20 years?
Like since Obama, right? He was at the same time as Obama, wasn't he?
I think.
Was he? Yeah, because I remember them like shaking hands and like poo-pooing.
Yeah.
Let's find out.
A fucked up cut. Don't start talking shit.
He's the prime minister.
That's a made up title.
How long can you be prime? And it filled in minister in Canada.
They knew. He has been serving since 2015.
Huh.
It does not have a set term of office and does not have term limits. They can stay in office as long as their government has the confidence of a majority in the House of Commons under the system of responsible government. So there is no limit.
He was the leader of the Liberal Party in 2013. That's why he met Obama. He was like Nancy Pelosi of Canada.
Yeah. Makes sense.
Oh, my goodness.
He's not obliged to call an election until 2025. So...
Good for him.
And that's when he's going to lose. That's next year and he's going to lose. Trump's probably like, I like these Canadian rules. These are pretty fun.
I did see a lot of the fucking pundits and shit were just terrible last night. Like somebody on MSNBC was like, Kamala literally ran a perfect campaign and she still lost.
No, dude. How are you going to call a campaign that started 1 month before the election and had to be fucking sworn in at the convention a perfect campaign? A perfect campaign would be one where you won a primary.
But I did see one person on CNN last night, and this was shocking to see on CNN. And she was basically saying, like, look, like, you know, in 2016, there was a lot of energy for like what Bernie Sanders was talking about, like bread and butter issues, like shit that people see in their day to day lives. And, you know, there was a lot of energy for that. And then, you know, we went with Hillary. And then in 2020, like Joe Biden won. But like a lot of that had to do with COVID. I still firmly believe if COVID wasn't happening, Trump would have easily won re-election.
Yeah, I agree.
A lot of it had to do with January 6th being fresh in people's minds. You know, once time passes between people and shit.
Well, January 6th was after the election.
Yeah,
so that wouldn't have affected
2020. The attitude that led up to that, though, you know, and like Trump being like, you know, being weird about power towards the end of his stay. Like a lot of people were like, hey, maybe we can't let this guy be in office. Like that was like a big theme of Joe Biden's presidency was like, hey, maybe we can't let this guy be in office. And then when January 6th happened, Joe Biden was like, see. And for a minute, everyone was like, yeah. But then it's like time passed and everyone kind of forgot. It's like, you know, did Trump really try to overthrow the government? Like I talk to people all the time that should know better that are like, well, I don't think that really, you know, like,
that's like, right.
Well,
like
people got,
never mind that they were out in front of the fucking Capitol building holding Trump 2020 signs. But, you know, he had nothing to do with it.
Yeah. Or the fact that he told them to go there.
Yeah, exactly. Mike Pence is having a really bad day.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, terrible.
And by
Mike Pence is feeling way worse than any of us. They might kill him.
And by process of deduction,
and
that
like
means
right
so
away,
is
they
mother.
Might round us up later, but that'll take time to put all the leftists in camps, you know, to go try and Mike Pence down would only take like 15 minutes. So like, you know, they might kill him today. Like,
I know mother is shaking somewhere.
And if they don't kill him today, they're definitely killing him in January.
I think mother is sitting in a bathtub full of milk, actually.
Her eyes are rolled back and she's predicting the future. Yes. Yeah.
Fuck. I wonder how Alex Jones's day is going. Because, like, obviously he wanted Trump to win, but, like, he really does.
I don't know.
Work.
I think Alex Jones's life is so fucked up. He probably doesn't even care. He's probably just like,
well, no, because like he's got all the shit going on, but like because his charges are all civil, like Trump can't pardon him for any of it. So like mm-hmm. he's still, I think tomorrow his entire life is going to be auctioned off. You know?
Yeah.
Like
yeah. He loses everything. We'll see who buys it. Is going to be the big question on that.
I think had Trump lost, there would have maybe been more motivation on the right wing to like some right wing billionaire to put up a bunch of money to keep Alex mm-hmm. Jones in business or whatever. But now it's like, they don't fucking need this guy.
No, they got Rogan. They don't need yeah. Alex Jones. He's been superseded.
Yeah. Rogan is 10 times as good at this shit as Alex Jones ever was.
NBC kept talking about Rogan last night. I kept watching NBC's stuff and it was crazy. The amount of, they kept saying vibes. They talked about vibes so much on NBC last night, which was horrifying to see.
I think when they were talking about vibes, they were just like unwilling to say material conditions and reality. Like,
yeah, that's like, what they actually mean.
Like no matter what anybody was offering, like people's groceries got twice as expensive in the last couple years and they are still twice as expensive. And like everybody yeah. can feel that.
Yeah, I know. The very first thing that Joe Biden fucking did is he said, oh, that $2,000 check, actually, it's going to be less. The very first fucking thing he did. There was no way she was going to.
Then he said, we'll get you the rest if you put the Georgia Democrats in. And we did. And he's like, yeah, well, I mean, we've done enough, Jack. Like,
yeah, yeah. Roll back the child tax credits, everything.
You know else is having?
We did not do it, Joe.
You know who else is having probably just about the worst day imaginable right now? Stephen King.
You know who's having a pretty good day, unfortunately, is J.K. Rowling.
No, she's incapable of having a good day. She's just mold now. She's
the
got
black
too much
mold
in her lungs.
Taking away her joy.
Black mold yeah. killed Brittany Murphy. It'll come for you too, JK. Yeah, there's a, I don't know. Like I said, like this is destined to fail. Like Trump's project is not wise. It is like, it is not even something with short-term benefits. Even like without the fact that there's no long-term benefits, like Elon Musk was caught on a hot mic, like at a private, like high dollar donors thing, like last week. And he's just straight up said like, yeah, you know, once Trump enacts policies, like a lot of people are going to suffer for a bit, but it'll work out in the end. And it's like, I think Elon Musk is stupid in a lot of ways, but I think he kind of understands what is going to happen here. It's like austerity and like cutting all these governmental programs is going to fucking wreck people's lives across the board, not just liberals. You know, there are a lot of poor Republicans and their benefits will be fucked just the same.
Yeah.
Well, that's like after the first Trump election, all those people being like, and then I lost my health care. And it's like, yeah, because the motherfucker told you he was going to take it away. What did you think that meant? That meant just for people that don't like him? Like that you were a very special boy and he was going to look out for you? Because that's not what any of these fucking people do.
I think
also, although it will fold in on itself at some point, like Franco was in power in Spain for 36 fucking years, man. Like I am confident that fascism always collapses, but like, guys, we could be in this for a while. This is bad, actually.
This is bad, right?
For
it's
sure.
not 4 years of fuck around, and then in 2028 we find out. We have already fucked around, and we will be finding out from now until some indeterminate point in the far off, unforeseeable future.
Oh man, Elon Musk just tweeted a picture of himself with the sink in the White House saying, let that sink in. God damn it. Fuck me. I want to end my shit right now after seeing that.
Man, I wanted him to overdose on ketamine so bad last night.
He does it pretty recreationally. There's still a chance. Like maybe not right now, but there's a chance that's how he goes.
Every couch in the White House is so scared right now.
It's fucked. It's real fucked.
Yeah. I also, I had many, many of the like scenarios that I had kicked around in my head of like, what happens next were like relating to what I thought would happen if Kamala Harris won and what Donald Trump would do to try to overthrow that. Like all of my what happens next, a lot of it revolved around that. And I don't know what the fuck happens now.
The Democratic Party is going to get more racist. They're going to try even harder to get the moderate. Did you see that Kamala Harris did worse with Republicans than Joe Biden did? Like the entire strategy of courting Republicans, you did worse than it got worse.
But
I was going to say Democrats are unwilling to learn lessons like that. So they will double down on bigotry and xenophobia and homophobia and transphobia and racism because they think that that is what they're getting from this. They're looking at this and saying, well, that means the country is more racist than we thought. No, it means you are worse than you understand. That's it.
Yeah, you refuse to actually become an opposition because you won't let go of capital and empire. But I will say, like, a thing that I've been really thinking about a lot this morning, though, is the number of like left policies detached from the party that did well last night. You know, I mean, like, abortion was codified in 7 states, should have been fucking 8. Should have, I mean, Florida voted 58%.
It won a majority in 8 states. All of the states that it was on? Did it lose anywhere other than Florida because of the fucking whatever?
I think so.
It lost somewhere else.
Yeah. Missouri
did very good in red states.
In red states, Missouri passed a $15 minimum wage. Like, if left policy is popular and if you can detach it from the party and get people to actually vote on this shit. So it's like, to me, I'm like, that is also proof that like more people are open to it. We just have this fucking football team mentality.
The other I interrupted you.
No, that's fine. You get it.
The other thing I was going to say is that like Kamala Harris didn't really ever talk about any fucking policies. Like,
no,
she got up and gave LinkedIn word salad.
There were a few.
They weren't not where it counted, is I think the issue.
I'm going to give $50,000 tax credits to first time homebuyers if they're under a certain income and went to the college for at least 2.5 semesters. It's like, that's not good enough.
Well, that and those things were kind of buried, again, like I was saying, amidst all of the fucking word salad. It truly was not impactful. And unfortunately, I don't agree with any of Donald Trump's fucking policies, but he did get up there and talk about what he was going to do. He did name an enemy, and not just name an enemy that's like the other, like not just name an enemy that was his immediate political candidate. Like, he presented people with some kind of plan. And is it a plan that fucking blows? Yeah. Is it a plan that's going to take us in a bad direction? Yeah. Is it a plan that's going to inflict more suffering than it's going to create a positive change? Yeah. But people wanted a fucking plan and she didn't give one. And so like those policies that people voted in favor of, yeah, that's easy to choose. That is a fucking plan. That is a plan. Yeah. But I think that Kamala was so worried about not pissing anyone off, like courting those Republicans, not wanting to make a policy front and center that she thought would like alienate some voters that were never in her grasp in the first place, that she just did fucking nothing.
Yeah. Also, I mean, really, like shit's obviously not good in this country right now.
Nah.
One person.
Lamaird Amal.
Did something happen? Wait, hold on.
hold on. Yesterday night, I went out for a drink before the election results were rolling in, and it was very, very, very crowded in this bar. And some people came in and they were like, wow, it's like super busy in here for a Tuesday.
I'd imagine
they are living my dream right now.
Like, buddy, what are you talking about? Okay, we all came to one party and you just like showed up and you were like, what's going on here? Anyways, Kennedy, I'm so sorry I interrupted you. Please.
No, you're good. You're good. That's funny shit. I was gonna say though that less funny, unfortunately, is you have one candidate who got up on stage and said, well, everything is basically not that bad. Stop asking for so much stuff.
Yeah.
And then there's another guy who's up there on stage and he's saying, everything's fucked up. It's all fucked up. It's Joe Biden's fault. It's the Democrats' fault. It's all fucked up. And everybody's looking around going, well, shit, things are fucked up. And so for an uninformed voter who's trying to make a decision, like, are you going to believe the person that's saying everything's fucked up or the person that's saying everything's fine if your life is in fucking disarray?
Also, a lot of times when I listen to Kamala Harris like talk about the middle class and what she was promising the middle class, it sounded nice, like the way that she was presenting it. It was a lovely presentation, but it was like a lovely presentation of a shit sandwich. Like she was like,
yeah,
people should be able to afford the bare minimum. I will ensure that the middle class is only suffering 99% of the, like, everything that she was trying to say to entice the middle class, like when you actually broke it down to the words she was saying and not just like her delivery of them, it was like, yeah, I think y'all scum fuckers deserve the bare minimum. Let's see if we can get you that. Like, it was not a message of like actually helping people become prosperous or become comfortable or become safe or to actually become free. It was, and to be fair, Donald Trump is not going to do those things, but he talked to people like he was, and he gave people again, a bad plan for getting there, but he did give people a plan. Like, I saw so many people that I have otherwise thought to be reasonable people and people that I know and even some of them like feeling afraid of him not getting elected. And I did ask some of them, like, what is this about? And people said, like, Donald Trump has a plan for us. And I was just like, Jesus fucking Christ. What?
Yeah. Yeah. And when people would say, well, what's Kamala's plan? You'd have to be like, look, she's
plans
Brat.
To not be
Brat.
Trump.
Brat.
She did plan to not be Trump.
And I think, unfortunately,
she has lost the exact same amount of elections as him.
And unfortunately, also, like, I think that it worked against her, like when Hillary was running, people being like, well, you've been in the Senate for fucking blah, blah, and what the fuck have you done there? But she was the actual vice president. Like, she basically, to some extent, had the fucking job. And the Biden presidency has been such a dismal failure that it did not instill confidence. There was no momentum of like
failure. I'm sorry, Deanna. Failure. He got Finland into NATO and you're calling him a failure.
I got my left foot into my left shoe this morning. We all get wins sometimes.
I don't think he did that. I don't think he was able to do that this morning.
No,
no, fuck that. Joe Biden definitely did. And I'll tell you how I know that is because he is the exact type of man that owns and is proud of and uses every day a shoehorn. He is Joe fair. Biden is proud to
he
put his shoes on.
He also uses his shoehorn to help him get his dick in his underwear. So,
oh boy.
Push it back down again.
Oh, I got to get it in there. Just lift it up. Scoop it. Now that's the scooping motion, Dr. Jill.
Oh, Jesus Christ. That might be a good note to end on, is
wait. One more person who's having a terrible day today.
Oh, who's right having the worst day?
Jimmy Carter.
Man, he's like, they wheeled my corpse out for this.
And here's the thing, Jimmy Carter, you fucking deserve it, you snake. Nobody likes to hear this. Everybody like, oh, Jimmy Carter, he's the sweet old man that builds houses. Yeah, he's the sweet old man that builds houses. Go look at what he did while he was president.
Not good.
Not good. Stuff. Really bad fucking stuff that he did while he was president. All right. So thanks, unfortunately, I think that we are all suffering Jimmy Carter's bad karma right now.
Yeah.
All right. The universe could not allow Kamala victory. In fact, the universe had to make sure she got ethered out of existence in this election in a fucking unbelievable curb stomp landslide election just so that Jimmy Carter will die sad. And that sucks for the rest of us, but it is kind of good that that's happening to him because fuck you, Jimmy Carter.
Oh, man.
What kind of day do we think George W. Bush is having?
He's sitting in, he's in regret. Great. He's like, I should have endorsed. God damn it. I was all they needed.
Nope. I think he changed his number 6 months ago. I think he ain't talking to nobody. I think he's just painting. The TV is off. George Bush actually
has a mannequin in a house in Texas that looks like him, that walks around the house built by Elon Musk. He's not even living in America anymore. Right?
Dude, he's doing Home Alone style tactics.
He's secretly in Italy right now.
There's a Tesla.
Know what day it is. He's just been painting for 72 hours straight.
There's a Tesla robot of George Bush that George Bush is actually controlling from the other room.
Yeah.
Like they did at that Tesla event. He's like, guys, I could just go in there. They're like, no, the robot has to do it.
Speaking of former president, how many former presidents do you think will be in attendance at the inauguration?
The inauguration is going to be interesting. That's a good ass question. I mean, because the Dems love decorum. So will they go?
Yeah. Will Biden get cucked? Even though Trump didn't show up for his, will he show up for Donald's?
I don't know.
I bet he will.
I think
Lee Greenwood is having a really good day today because I keep seeing people posting that the like 47 thing with Proud to Be an American playing as their like Instagram song. So
making
I feel like
money.
Lee Greenwood's having a fairly banger today.
Hundreds of dollars on Spotify today. Good for him.
You know, all I got to say about the inauguration is, you know, early in this podcast, we talked about too many dudes in one place, unsafe feelings.
Too many little dudes for sure.
That is,
yeah.
That rally is going to be wildly unsafe.
That rally will be unsafe.
Only drink out of bottles of water if you're in DC that day that you fucking personally bought and opened. All right.
That will be populated with some of the worst kinds because those are little guys that think they're dudes. And that's one of the worst groups.
Oh,
like, dudes are bad. Yeah. Little guys are okay in small numbers. A large group of little guys gets riskier, but a big group of little guys that thinks they're dudes, one of the worst demographics.
God, there's just so many guys right now that have had leg lengthening surgery that are hoping it's healed in time for January. that's what they're
I just want to be able to play ball with Baron. Yeah,
I think Doug is having a good day because I think Doug is hitting a new personal best on Peloton. I think that's Doug is just riding it out.
He hasn't gotten off that
morning.
Bike since like 7 p.m. last night. He's still riding.
How drunk do you think Kamala Harris is right now?
Oh, the cocktail
kept,
of shit that
she's
on.
She kept it together for like the last 3 months. She was like, all right, 3 months, just keep it. She is shithouse drunk right now. She broke a lamp last night.
She has two IV bags running and one of them is full of whiskey and the other is saline. Like she is rehydrating and getting drunk simultaneously, intravenously.
Flew in an AMV doctor from Las Vegas. It was like, I need the good shit.
I do, if everybody's okay with it, I just want to say something to close us out here.
Sure.
And I don't have necessarily a message of inspiration. I'm not going to sit here and be like, oh, here's why it's going to all be okay. It's not. It's going to be bad. It's going to be worse than you think it is. And it's going to last probably longer than it seems reasonable. Mm-hmm. But the one thing I will say is that I can't stress this enough. This is 100% the Democratic Party's fault. This is not a single group of voters. This is not multiple group of voters. Yeah, more Latinos voted for Trump than last time. But you know whose fault that is? Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, the rest of the fucking leadership. It is their fault. Do not let anybody try to tell you that this is someone's fault besides the fucking people in charge. Do not let them fucking tear us apart. And, you know, I don't know how the fuck we're going to get through this, but we probably will one way or another. We will be worse off, but most of us will still be alive in a few years, I fucking hope. And, you know, there is going to be an opportunity to try and fix this. And the way that we are going to do that is we are going to have to fucking... We are not going to be able to forgive the Democrats. They did this to us. They did this to you. And we cannot fucking forgive them for this. I'm not saying that, like, we never need, like... I don't know if the answer is abandon the party and start something new. I don't know if the answer is fucking kick all of them out. I don't know exactly. I don't have the answers. I'm just saying, like, this is their fucking fault, and do not forgive them for it. They are the reason for all of the suffering that we are going to experience in the next few years.
Yeah, absolutely. No, they let them fucking hold it. The buck stops with them. Yes. That used to mean something. Mm-hmm. Leaders accept the blame when they fuck up.
You can be mad at somebody that voted for Trump, but they wouldn't have fucking voted. They would have lost if Joe Biden and Kamala Harris hadn't done what they fucking did.
That said, this podcast needs to make money. So every episode after this for the next 4 years, we're going to be saying, and here's the people you should blame. And we're gonna find some random guy in Wisconsin named Todd who voted for Robert Kennedy. And we're going to be like, this guy is the real source of your problem.
I know at least two people that voted for the Communist Party or whatever it's called. If we get five more patrons, I will name them. I will dox them.
Yeah, dox week ever. Let's get into it. Get your fucking communities and organize on the local level, guys. It's like the only thing that will keep you sane and keep you safe.
Right.
Yeah. You need to surround yourself with people that are close to you and organize that you can actually trust, because you cannot trust the Dems.
And also, if you are listening to this in any kind of relative safety, like I am upset about this election, but I am in relative safety as a heteropartnered bisexual white woman. I am in relative safety. I can be upset.
The Italian doesn't come out as much once it's a Trump presidency, I see. Okay.
You know. You know.
I'm so sorry. I just derailed you so hard.
Look. Them people were immigrants. I don't know how far they're trying to reach.
What do you mean them people?
My grandparents. All of my fucking grandparents thought Nandy Angelus's parents. No Socks Frank's parents. Any fucking way. Don't let this discourage you to the point where you're wallowing so hard that you lose sight of the ways that you can protect and support the people in your community that are more marginalized and in a more immediate sense of danger, because I see a lot of that. And honestly, like, evil shit only wins if the people that are good and believe in good things give the fuck up. Like, you can feel bad, you can feel sad, but if you're out there and you're relatively safe and you're centering yourself in a self-pity party, fucking exit, go outside. Worry, check in on people that are in your community that you are caring about. Like, these are not hypothetical groups of people for you to be worried about. They're real human beings and you fucking know them. So look out for those people and not just your own sad feelings.
The only way we're getting out of this flaming bag of dog shit is to fight our way out. So.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways.
Any other inspiring, any closing remarks from Ken or Brandy?
No, I mean, this election gave me COVID. And I want to lay it down because I really do have COVID.
Joe Biden couldn't beat COVID. No wonder. Never mind. What were you saying, Brandy?
Oh, I think, hey, if you're a fella that likes ladies, get a vasectomy. They're reversible, and that's a way that you can protect and show up for the people that you like in your life. And, yeah, I think we all just need to put our egos away and lead with empathy for other people, regardless of how little or much we have in common with them, because actual organizing is also working with people that don't believe everything that you believe. And there are Trump supporters that I have more in common with than fucking Kamala
Rich
Harris.
Liberals or whatever, yeah.
Yes. Exactly. And it's important to remember that and to try to understand why people were the way they were with an open heart, because this world and this country is designed to alienate you and make you think paranoid thoughts about everybody around you. And that's how they win.
Yeah.
And they don't get to win.
Yeah.
Ultimately.
So, you know, thank you for listening. And, you know, if you like, support us on Patreon, patreon.com/worstweekyet. Check out all of Brandy's amazing stuff. Check out Burn This Records. Check out Lady to Lady. Just go look in the mirror. Splash some water on your face.
Yes. And, touch grass.
Build a fort.
Yeah. Oh, that sounds nice.
Get some sunlight. Drink a cup of tea.
Yeah.
Build a community pillow palace, though, not like an underground bunker.
Yeah, no. No, we're not talking bunkers. We're talking the fun forts.
Yeah,
a militant cuddle house. Puddle. Yes. That's what we're into.
Oh, geez, a plush polycule palace. All right, we'll be back this next week with more bad news.